Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And on today's Going In Raw News Brief, a new TV show about The Rock starts filming. AEW signs a hot young team, and the NWA is shocking the system. But first, is TLC in chaos? Larson, what's in the news?
Well, in case you hadn't heard, TLC, which I think December 20th, stands to be WWE's first pay-per-view at their new television home at St. Petersburg, Florida's Tropicana Field, the Trop.
Ooh.
So you think, maybe, to get some more buzz going around leading up to the Rumble, they might have something cool planned, yeah?
Yeah, something huge.
Yeah, no.
No,
there's this huge building. Ooh. They could do all sorts of stuff. According to old Dave Meltzer, Wrestling Observer himself, he said this on a recent episode of Wrestling Observer Radio transcripts, courtesy of wrestlingnews.co. That's what Dave had to say. Quote, I wish I could tell you more. I know as of the afternoon, one of the things I heard, there's nothing definitive about TLC. You would think they would have the whole card now, and now we're going to start building the card. He says, I was told they have a card except for, and there's one match, but I'm hesitant to say what it is because they haven't really done much to build to it. He continues. This other one I will mention because they've kind of maybe built to it.
Well, mention even you can mention the first one. They haven't, I mean, I don't know. This is
just in case people want to be surprised by something on potentially on Raw next week. Anyways, he says even Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan was scheduled as of this afternoon. It could be on TLC, but it's not necessarily on TLC. It could also be on Rumble. It's kind of up to the decisions that have yet to be made. Sorry. So it's interesting. The one match they apparently had penciled in as of yesterday afternoon, there's been like zero build for.
Yeah.
Well, whereas the one match, Reigns and Daniel Bryan, they've laid the groundwork for that.
Yeah.
And that's like a maybe, but everything else, who knows? Not surprising. It's WWE. This is how they tend to operate.
I mean, there's been some groundwork laid for that first one. I'll yield to your judgment on not spoiling that. I don't know. Isn't TLC is like kind of just like a glorified episode of Raw? It's like a Raw SmackDown Super Show anyway.
Yeah, it's like they had like wild card finals, but with all like ladder matches and stuff.
Basically. Yeah, I mean TLC. I think what was like the main event of last year's TLC? I think it warrants some good matches sometimes.
Dean and AJ Styles had a good TLC match a few years back.
When Asuka won the title, wasn't that TLC? Wasn't that like a TLC thing?
That sounds right.
When in Becky...
Last year, the main event was Asuka and Kairi Sane versus Becky and Charlotte Flair for the women's
tag titles. Oh, I remember the only reason match. That one wasn't great is because Kairi Sane got messed up.
It was good until that happened.
On paper, it seemed like it would have been a really good match, like through and through, yeah. And then did Becky and Charlotte have some sort of TLC match like the year before that?
Or am I that just, was am I at Evolution.
That's right. That was around the same time.
That was a really good match. So yeah, in 2018, Asuka defeated Becky and Charlotte in a TLC match to win the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Okay. All right. What did Becky do last year at TLC?
She was in the tag match. It was her and Charlotte.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Okay. There you go. I know. Not paying attention. What a surprise. Anyways. We'll see about that. Another thing we're going to see about. Apparently, shows about younger versions of people are all the rage these days. For example, I know your favorite show on TV right now, Young Sheldon, the Big Bang Theory a spinoff, favorite of Larson's. I had never seen any of the previews. That's how bad that show looks. It looks so bad. Anyways, this actually might be kind of cool. Maybe not. NBC officially announces Yeah, we're in the non-news section, by the way. This entire episode is pretty much non-news, but hey, that's what we're here for.
A little bit of a slow news day.
It's totally fine. It's totally fine. We got to come to the people, man. Young Rock is filming now. NBC Universal announced on today their forthcoming. This is from Mike Johnson, PW Insider. I'm sure he probably got it from, like, I don't know where. It doesn't even click. It probably Deadline or Hollywood Reporter or something like that.
Yeah, I thought it mentioned it here somewhere.
All right, you probably did. So, yeah, it says forthcoming comedy series Young Rock officially began filming today. The cast had traveled to Australia last month in advance of filming. Production officially began in late October. NBC ordered the series this past January for an 11-episode first season with Dwayne Johnson appearing in all episodes. See, that is cool. Like, The Rock brings star power, so you know this thing is going to be pretty good. It's slated to debut mid-season.
A mid-season replacement.
Uh-huh. So, let's see here. Is this Dwayne Johnson? Yeah, here he is. The Rock himself says, "We're going to find Young Rock wreaking havoc in the streets of Hawaii. When I was a teenager, getting arrested seemingly every single week, doing things I shouldn't have been doing, but still a good kid. Then we got evicted off the island and moved to, of all places, Nashville, Tennessee, where I continue to get in trouble." Hold on while I close my door because my dog's barking.
Very well.
Pick up the rest of this.
Yes, I'll pick up. Just imagine me at 15 in downtown Nashville, listening to Honky Tonk, buying my first car from a crackhead for $70. Jeez. I did talk him down. So I was a pretty good negotiator. Then we go to high school years, and then I became a University of Miami football star, if you will, until I got beat out by position by a guy by the name of Warren Sapp. He went on to become one of the greatest defensive tackles of all time.
That just came off like a Rock shoot interview right there, talking about
kind of
crackheads selling, buying cars from crackheads and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, dude.
So, let's see, mid-season, that would be... Season usually start in May.
Well, it'd be like so February,
halfway through
probably.
That.
Yeah.
Well, no, it'd be May. May usually when they start the season, it'll be the summer.
May? No, they start seasons in the fall.
Oh, that's right, in the end of May. My apologies.
Yeah, they end.
So, yeah, it might be February. So I guess February next year.
Summertime, you get all the reruns.
It's upcoming February.
Yeah. It says the series will be written by Fresh Off the Boat creator Nanachka Khan and Jeff Chang. Who wrote this pilot script. I've heard good things about I've never seen that show, but I've heard good things about it.
Same here.
Yeah, that's cool. Look, if The Rock is heavily invested in this, it's going to be a high-quality show. Hopefully it'll be one of them single-camera deals, not a multi-camera sitcom with a laugh track.
Now it wouldn't be in front of a live studio.
I mean, one of the cooler aspects about this is that, you know, his whole family is tied up in the wrestling business. So maybe it'll be against the backdrop of, you know, pro wrestling in the 70s. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
That'd be pretty
promising.
Neat. Yeah.
Other wrestling acts that are promising.
Sure.
Top Flight.
Yep.
They just had a hell of a match against the Young Bucks on Dynamite last week. And it looks like they are, in fact, All Elite. AEW announced Darius and Dante Martin. Top Flight signed deals with All Elite Wrestling. Great signings. They really impressed in their match on Dynamite last week. I thought they looked fantastic. They're super young. Sky's the limit for these guys. AEW right now has, without a doubt, probably the best tag division in the world. And they're already looking for the future, building for the future between Top Flight, Jurassic Express, Private Party. There's a lot of really good young tag teams on their roster that's going to be holding down that tag division for a very long time.
Yeah. I was looking at the ratings, the demo stuff for...
Dynamite like wrecked NXT in the demos last week.
Yeah, but specifically Top Flight versus the Young Bucks did the best number for any segment on the show since March 4th. So it drew like a 0.41 for the demo.
Didn't that open with 1 million viewers too?
Yeah, I didn't see. Yeah, I thought I had seen that number before. That's not in this batch of numbers here. But yeah, that's what I read. It did like over 1 million total viewers during that segment. So a lot of people interested in that. The Young Bucks especially, man, they're a big draw.
I
feel like maybe they'll catch a wind of that and start maybe featuring them even more than they already do. Because man, people really love to see them wrestle.
That's right.
So yeah, that's awesome for them. Young team, They're going to have a bright, like I said, man, they're probably not even going to peak for 15 years. So that's awesome for them. Also awesome for more wrestlers. Into the Fire goes.
Well, that's not the theme anymore.
Well, I like that theme. I thought it was great. So
I do too.
The NWA, the National Wrestling Alliance, has announced they're going to debut a new weekly series. They're not just picking up Power again. They're seemingly replacing that, kind of, I guess, with something called NWA Shockwave. So NWA announcer Joe Galli stated in the announcement made on the YouTubes that the show be produced in conjunction with the UWN, the United Wrestling Network, at Thunder Studios in Los Angeles. So UWN's, that's where, I mean, besides that and AEW, I guess, with the women's title, has been where a lot of NWA titles, matches have been happening. Mike Bennett versus Aldis, I believe, happened there.
Yep.
So this seems to be.
I believe Serena Deeb won the NWA Women's Championship from Thunder Rosa at one of these UWN shows.
So, I mean, I wonder if. While they're not doing, I wonder if they're going to go back to the studio setup that they had before once pandemic has sort of settled and go back to Power, or if they're just like moving on and are planning like a new phase, even post pandemic, you know, maybe something a bit more traditional or traditional for modern wrestling. The studio setup was obviously a throwback. So it'll be interesting to see, cause like even like the graphics and logo for this are more modernized than the more throwback for Power. I wonder if Billy Corgan has sort of understood that the throwback presentation might be too niche for what ultimately he probably wants, which is like some sort of TV deal.
Oh, probably. Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the there's a certain degree of charm in the throwback approach, but as you said, it is just probably appealing to a subset of wrestling fans. It might potentially inhibit their ability to garner more mainstream attention.
He had, I mean, you know, when he went into this, he said he had a 20-year plan. So he's in it for the long haul. And I wonder, I mean, it might have been, if this was his plan, an incredibly smart move to appeal to the hardcore base of fans who would really appreciate the studio stuff. You get their goodwill, and then you can sort of start transitioning into a more modern approach and keep all those hardcore fans so that you're you know, sort of separating yourself from everybody else immediately in the hearts and minds of the hardcore wrestling fans. So, yeah. And then, I mean, God, you have to think that AEW deal has paid off pretty handsomely. You know, Thunder Rosa is the talk of town. If she sticks around, I mean, she said she's contracted until 2021 with NWA, you know, man, they're making some decent moves in the NWA. I'm looking forward to seeing what they do next.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Anyways, that's going to do it today for, Going in Raw's non-news brief.
Yeah.
Thanks for watching. Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going in Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.